Good evening and welcome. It's KVHC Arts, arts and entertainment in our region, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. Tonight we'll hear once again from Chris Sutherland, a.k.a. Shabastic, although primarily we'll be hearing from Red Cloud. Both are accomplished artists and rap and hip-hop producers, and they just came off of the Green Chili tour together. Now tonight we'll also hear once again from Stephen Reichlin. We heard from Reichlin recently about his new book and PBS show Project Fire, and his previous book and show is still available. Emmanuel Rogers has more.
Joining us now is Stephen Reichlin, host of the PBS series Stephen Reichlin's Project Smoke, and author of the book of the same name, Project Smoke. Thank you for joining us, Stephen. Stephen, smoking meats have been a very important part of the human diet for many centuries. How and why did this begin?
I think originally it was to preserve food, and then somebody said, hey, wait a minute, not only does this preserve food, it tastes great.
Yeah, no, we've all heard of different kinds of smoked meats. Are there other types of food that people smoke? And if so, what else can be smoked for flavor enhancing?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, the short list includes every imaginable fish, from English kippered salmon to Nova Scotia-style cold-smoked salmon, smoked bluefish, smoked shrimp. But where things get really interesting are the foods you don't expect to smoke. So, for example, eggs, smoked eggs, which I first discovered in Israel to make the smoked egg salad. But you make a deviled egg out of a smoked egg, then you're looking at an entirely different animal. You can smoke vegetables. You can smoke cheese. Wow. You can smoke sugar, honey, mayonnaise. You can even smoke ice cream for dessert.
Now, Now I am really thrown by that. How do you smoke ice cream?
Well, there are two ways. If you are working indoors, you use something called a handheld smoker, like a smoking gun, which basically looks like sort of a bong that fires hickory smoke instead of marijuana smoke.
Okay.
And you place the ice cream in a bowl over another bowl of ice. You cover the bowl with plastic wrap. You insert the rubber tube. You fill the bowl with smoke. And 5 minutes later, you have smoked ice cream. If you want to do this outside, the trick is to put a lot of wood chips on the fire so you get a very dense cloud of smoke. To begin with, again, the ice cream in a bowl over another bowl filled with ice so that you keep it cold. And it's a quick smoking process, sort of 5 to 8 minutes does it.
Wow, I've never had that. Okay, that sounds great.
Well, hey, that's just, you know, I'm not going to write a book and tell you what you know already, right?
Right, but I have never had smoked ice cream. I didn't even know there was such an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in Project Smoke, you talk about many types of wood for smoking. As a novice myself, how would I choose a wood for smoking meats as opposed to vegetables, or would I use the same thing?
You know, I wouldn't worry about it so much. People smoke with the wood that traditionally was available in their region. So in Texas, people would smoke with oak. In the Pacific Northwest, they would smoke with alder. In Michigan, they would smoke with cherry wood. The particular wood variety matters less than how you use it. And the key here is to smoke very slow and steady wins the race with smoking. If you're going to use, let's say, 12 cups of wood chips for an 8-hour smoke, which is what I might recommend with a brisket, you add the chips 1.5 cups per hour, a handful per mound of coals per hour. Okay. The only thing you don't want to do is put too much smoke in at the beginning, then your food will taste bitter.
Ah. Now, since we've talked a little bit about the wood, I think it only right that I should ask you about sharing your knowledge of different kinds of smokers and their uses, because I moved into a place I didn't know that pits weren't allowed on your patio. And I just learned from your book that there are stovetop smokers, but what are the types of smokers that beginners should look at and start with?
Okay, so first of all, if you are indoors, do not despair. There are a couple of great smokers out there that work on your stovetop. One is the Nordic Ware kettle smoker, and the other is the Cameroon stovetop smoker cooker. And both of these can be used on your stovetop. They're great for foods like smoked shrimp, smoked nuts, smoked salmon, etc. If you do have access to the outdoors and you want a good entry-level smoker, I'd suggest something like the Pit Barrel Cooker or the Weber Smoky Mountain or the Bradley Electric Smoker. All of these are very affordable, they're easy to use, and they give you great and predictable results.
And I noticed also most of these are listed in the book and very easy to understand. And you list names and also you give a lot of guidance for how we can get these things and what types to get.
Well, I do. You know, smoking is easy, but it's not always simple because there's so many different kinds of smokers out there. And by the way, my website is barbecuebible.com. That's BARBECUEBIBLE.com.
All right.
And, you know, if you want to read about the various types of smokers, recommended smokers, you can order smokers and that smoking gun I described earlier. We have a weekly newsletter and a weekly recipe of the week. But, you know, I'm like grilling sort of a grill is a grill is a grill. You know what I mean? Whether
yes.
it burns charcoal or gas, you kind of use it the same way. But with smokers, each one does have a bit of a learning curve. And that's why I spend so much time in the book telling you how to operate each type of smoker.
All right. Now, you spoke a little bit about brisket. And I've seen you cook, you know, on television and all. Will you tell us a little bit about brisket? Because it seems like such a mystery to me to put on a grill of any kind.
Brisket's sort of the holy grail of smoking. What I mean by that is everybody wants to make a perfect one.
Yes.
And it's a little bit challenging because the brisket itself, it's a very tough cut of meat from the underbelly of the steer. It actually consists of two muscles whose fibers run in different directions. One part of it's very fat and well marbled, so that's good for long cooking. The other part is quite lean. So you have to make a 10-hour commitment. You have to have a smoker that will hold a consistent temperature between 225 and 250 degrees. You have to be willing to add fresh wood every hour. And then what I like to do with the brisket is after about 8 hours, I wrap it in unlined butcher paper.
Okay.
Continue smoking, and that sort of seals in some of the moisture, but breathe so you keep the crust. The last step, often neglected, never should be, is place your cooked brisket in an insulated cooler for 1 to 2 hours before serving. This allows the meat to relax, and it'll be super tender and juicy.
God, I can't leave the studio right now and start cooking, so I'll stay and finish the interview. That sounds
so
good.
I bet we're making you real hungry, right?
Yeah. And you did also on the show Project Smoke. I watched you smoke a cut of meat that you hung on a hook, and when it was done, you had well done, you had medium well, you had medium rare, and you had rare all in the same cut. And that just blew me away. How do you do such things? How do you do that?
So I think what you're referring to is I smoked a beef tenderloin. So if
yes.
you think about a beef tenderloin, it's about 4 inches in diameter at the top, and it tapers down to 1 inch in diameter at the bottom. So if you smoke that at the same temperature, the narrow end will be more well done than the thick end.
Wow, so you had something there for everybody at the table, whether they liked it well or rare.
You know, I think you just hit on something that's kind of very essential to smoking, and that is that people who love to grill and smoke, we do it because we love to serve people. That gives us an enormous amount of pleasure to cook for other people and enjoy their enjoyment.
And it showed. It really did show. Now, I'm going to ask you again for information on how our listeners can find more information about the book Project Smoke and also other works that you've done, because you do more than just smoke meats.
I do. In fact, my last book was a novel. It was a love story set on Martha's Vineyard. The website is barbecuebible.com. That's BARBECUEBIBLE.com. We have a bi-weekly newsletter. We've got a recipe of the week, a forum where you can pose questions and get answers. It's a great resource. And also, you know, sounds like you watch my Project Smoke TV show. That's
yes.
another good place where people can learn about smoking and grilling.
And where can they find Project Smoke?
It airs on PBS. If you go on the website projectsmoke.org and type in your zip code, it will tell you what the closest station airing it is in your region.
All right. Thank you. Because I am sure there are a lot who are interested in this. With summer coming up, there's a lot of grills already being warmed up out here.
You bet.
So now, what is the difference, Stephen, between smoking, grilling, and barbecuing?
Well, let's start with grilling first, because that's probably the most common method that people are familiar with. That's a direct high heat method. You put the food directly over the fire. It's a tender, quick cooking cut of meat like a steak or burgers, chops, vegetables. These are grilled.
Okay.
If you lower the heat down and you move it away from the food, so you're cooking next to the heat, not directly over it, and introduce wood smoke, you wind up in the realm of true barbecue. True barbecue, that would be your Texas brisket, your North Carolina pork shoulder, your Kansas City-style rib, your Santa Maria-style tri-tip. Now, all barbecued food is smoked, but not all smoked foods are barbecue.
Oh.
So think about smoked salmon, for example, mm-hmm. or think about Italian smoked mozzarella, or think about bacon. These are smoked foods that are not barbecued. So, like I say, I won't say it's complicated, but, you know, there are some intricacies that you need to know.
Stephen, what are some of the best dishes to try as a novice? Where would I start?
Well, I think the best place to start would be the barbecued pork shoulder in the pork chapter. Now, the reason I say this is that it's the North Carolina pork shoulder. The reason I say this is that a pork shoulder is very well marbled, and the meat is intrinsically tender. Oh. So let's say you accidentally get a heat spike or you smoke it too long, you'll still wind up with a very tasty, succulent piece of meat. Unlike brisket, you know, it's a little bit more unforgiving.
Okay. Now, what is something that challenges you to cook?
Well, you know, brisket, I would say that I've done hundreds of briskets in my life, but, you know, every brisket's a little bit different. If you get a particularly lean piece of brisket, that can be a challenge. But, you know, I love this stuff so much that I just, anything that comes from my way, I try and smoke it.
Can you cook a brisket on a stovetop smoker?
I think stovetop smokers are better suited for smaller, quicker smoking foods. Like shrimp is great on a stovetop smoker. Chicken wings are great. Kippered salmon is great on a stovetop smoker.
Okay, well, Stephen, this book has so much in it. For me, I've been cooking for years, but I'm learning so much still from this. And I want to thank you for it. So anyone out there who hasn't seen Project Smoked, I would advise check it out and check out the book. It is fun, and it will help this summer.
Okay.
All right, so I want to thank you for joining us. Our time is up, but you have been a great guest, and I'm going to continue watching the show.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
That was Manuel Rogers in conversation with Stephen Reichlin, host and author of both Project Smoke and Project Fire. You can find a lot more at StephenReichlin.com. StephenReichlin.com. You're listening to KVCR. It's on 91.9 KVCR, streaming at kvcrnews.org. I'm David Fleming. On the last KVC Arts, we heard from Shabastic, a.k.a. Chris Sutherland. He has music in rotation on the AUX, the music video service of First Nations Experience.
I'm burning sage in the studio, praying for the missing. We miss him. I fill the room with smoke. I don't ever, eagle feather high as ever. I don't ever, eagle feather high as ever. I'm burning sage in the studio, praying for the missing. We miss him. I fill the room with smoke.
Up next, MC Red Cloud. And along with Crystal Lightning, they make up Lightning Cloud. And also with music on the AUX, fnx.org/theAUX for more. I spoke primarily with MC Red Cloud, but Shabastic was still in the studio and is part of the conversation. Behind us now, music from Shabastic, including Lightning Cloud.
We'll keep the wood in the stove, make sure your story is told. They tell us we should get over it, we should stay sober, walk with pride and be bolder, not so shy and pushoverish, but that's how they molded us. Residential schools were the weapons they chose for us. Detrimental tools taught us how to be hopeless, taught us how to take abuse, taught us how to be soulless, taught us how to tie a noose and provided the ropes for us. Try to hide the truth, but all lies are exposed, so trust, time is on our side. Keep the faith and just pray. Let's keep our daughter safe, don't let them take him away. We need to change the way we're living, got too many astray. Recognize us what they wanted, have the strength to be brave, then burn sage.
You guys have just come off of the Green Chili Tour, yeah?
Oh, yes, absolutely, bro.
Okay, so
last night. We just drove into town last night.
Really, just last night. So let's talk about, first of all, what the Green Chili Tour is. This is its fifth year, yes?
Yep, this is the fifth year of the Green Chili Tour. Big year number five. Wow. It's a tour in the Southwest that follows all the powwow road, the Big Red Road. It starts in Denver, March, and goes into ASU, and it finishes off at Gathering of Nations Powwow, biggest powwow in North America. That's the trail we like to go, and we like to go every town in between, even all the way up to, you know, Hollywood and Vegas and Phoenix and just the entire Southwest, and we like to bring talent from all over Indian country, man. And this year, we teamed up for the second time with Shabastic. We think he's a talented brother, and we really need to get his style out here. And they have been loving him, the clubs and the schools, the colleges and the reservations. I think it's been incredible.
Getting in the studio, burning some sage, letting the quill spill ink up on the page. Hey, keeping it real ill, cause you know the real deal. Brain does the uprock, hard as the windmill. Thunderbolt windshield, Ontario troubleshoot the year. earth cries from the roots, MMIW. What we gotta do to let the world know, what we gonna do about our girls, yo, this ain't about the photos, this ain't about award shows, we owe it to the people to tell the truth and the Lord knows, I pray for my people, every day for my people, wherever you go, eagle, you my primo, my amigo, a whole new breed of eagle that's camouflage incognito, that's when we see the freedom that's in store for my people. Fist in the sky, more for the pain. Sitting in the studio, burning some sage.
I'm burning sage in the studio, praying for
that was Red Cloud. Shabastic, Chris, talk about the Indigenous Games. This is how you guys even met to begin.
Well, actually.
And Jesus, too, a past.
That's the first time we were
all
together.
That's the first time we're all together. First,
yes.
But
yes.
I had no clue. The Indigenous Games are, it's like the Olympics for North America for natives.
Okay.
There's all kinds of different sports and games going on there. I played basketball. But I got to the show, and I just got there at the beginning of War Party set, and I guess he was on right before them. So I just missed this guy. So.
And so War Party, that's a group that includes some folks that have been on KVC Arts in the past or some folks that we've talked about during KVC Arts. Dreesus was there?
Yeah, Dreesus, right? Hellenbeck were members of War Party, absolutely.
That's it.
That's the first big Native group to really cross over. They got into the Source magazine and on BET. So they were big time at this at that time, but they've broken up since then and they've formed their solo careers and side groups. Mm.
So that's when you actually first met, but now let's talk about, it was in essence two different tours and a conversation that got Chris onto the Green Chili Tour.
Yeah, you were in Winnipeg for, what were you doing there again?
I think it was Pink Party or even the Native Awards.
Yeah, so he was there doing that. You were putting on an open mic night
yes.
on the Thursday. And
yep.
he put out a call for any artist who want to come out and hit the mic up.
Yeah.
So I messaged him and said I'd like to come out. I came out there, put on the show. We didn't get that much of a crowd that night, but I could tell Red Cloud was really feeling the set. And then after the set, he said, man, I'm so sorry there wasn't a big crowd here, but we're doing a battle this weekend. I'm battling Hellenbeck.
Yeah.
And why don't you come out and perform before the battle because there'll be a big crowd there. So I came out, performed, actually judged the battle as well. Afterwards, we're just hanging out and talking. I told him about what I do, about the Healing Through Hip Hop workshops, about going to schools. He talked about how he does the same type of stuff. He's been talking to colleges and universities and high schools too. So I asked him if he'd be down to come up and join the tour for a bit. He said he was down. So he came up and he didn't have a DJ. So you want to share that story about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't have a DJ at the moment. So I was looking for somebody to spin for me. And at that time, that's when I met Crystal Lightning. Native Threads was doing a catalog and they were doing a photo shoot. All the cool natives are in there taking pictures, and I met Crystal Lightning there, and that's kind of when we hit it off, and it's like, hey, I need a DJ for Canada, and we brought her along, and that's when I really got to know Crystal, and that was the first tour that I did with Shabastic. That was Healing Through Hip Hop, Graffiti Teepee. That tour, I think we were going from some town to the next town, who knows what it was, but Crystal was in the back, and me and Shabastic were in front, and we were driving, and Shabastic was driving, and we had, I don't know, Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre playing on the radio, and Crystal singing along in the back seat. And she's just rapping along and rapping along, and I think me and Shabastic are like, what the? And we both turn around, and we're just vibing out, and kind of just, I think we both got the same vision, like, yo, this girl, if she, you know, with the right rhymes, you know, she can kill it. And we could literally convince Crystal to rap right then and there. And when we came back to LA, we got her on just on a chorus, and she flowed perfectly, then on a song, and then on some verses, and before you know it, we're on 7-8 songs together. And before you know it, we got a full-length album.
So, I mean, I know this so after the fact. She was only your DJ. This is long before Lightning Cloud was even conceived to get you guys together.
Yeah.
And this is actually the first time that she ever really started rapping, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That was 8 years ago, 7 years ago is when she started rapping. And now she's seasoned and rocking mics everywhere.
Folks out there that are already aware of the Aux, just so you know, the opening and closing theme for the Aux is Get Tribal from Lightning Cloud.
That's the first song.
Oh, that's the first one.
That's her on the chorus. Oh, yeah, that's the one that everybody
fell in love with.
Everybody fell in love with that track, and that made us want to do more music. So that's so cool that it's the theme.
So this was not something that you guys wrote for it. It was already something that was already in existence when Frank grabbed it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It just belongs to the Aux.
So back to the Green Chili Tour, You said fifth year?
Year number five.
Okay, wow. Fantastic. And it's a Southwest tour. You may already read that into it with Green Chili, but hitting reservations, powwows, bigger cities, there probably couldn't be a typical tour because it could be reservation one day. It could be urban setting reservation one day. It could be a club at night. I guess the more important thing to address here is the day versus night aspect of this, because it's not just going out and doing rap and hip-hop. There's so much more to this.
Oh, yeah, there has to be a balance, especially when you're an indigenous artist and you want to give back to the people. We make sure that we touch the res and we touch Indian country, and we're absolutely doing something in the daytime. So in the day, we're doing workshops, we're speaking at colleges, we're speaking at schools, where we're working with all kinds of groups of people in order to speak and have motivational speak and teaching them like what Shabastic teaches or what Crystal's teaching, and just getting in there and touching that base, because you got to have that balance, especially when you're doing hip-hop at night and you're rocking the crowd and it's intense and people are jumping up. That's all good. That's the rock star life. But you have to have that yin-yang. You got to have that equal balance and wake up in time to go to a school or to go to a res or, you know, to go speak at a college and be there 100% and pour your heart out for the kids and share your story and let them know that, hey, if you can do this, they can do that. You know,
you can't go in there all sleepy-eyed. That just lets them know it's okay to come in like that. So,
yeah, I mean, we shake the sleepy-eyed off, we get some coffee, and we rock that mic, and we give it 110%, just as much as we do at the clubs. Even more, because we're really, at the clubs, we're just rapping. At the schools and at the colleges, we're pouring our hearts out. We're sharing our hearts. We're telling stories. We're, aside from also entertaining, I mean, we rap at the schools, too, and at the colleges, we perform and entertain, too, but just as much speaking.
Exactly. Nice. It takes, I'm more exhausted after the workshop.
Absolutely.
It's draining, yeah.
So the main artists on this tour, which just wrapped up, Shabastic, who we have in studio here, also Artson, and Antoine Edwards Jr.
Ooh.
But now, these are the guys that are traveling with you. And so if folks can understand this, I likened it to the Vans Warped Tour. You've got the guys traveling with you, but then you also have talent from every city or every region or anywhere that you visit, yes?
Yeah, that's right. When we were in Phoenix, of course, the locals came out and opened. AZ Chief helped throw that show on, so we had Blessed One and Honey, and all the Phoenix people came through and just supported and also opened. When we were in Vegas, all the Vegas locals came out, like the Vegas celebs, like, you know, Nat, the Lioness was there, and just a bunch of really cool people. So that's what usually happens when we hit the town, just like you said, like on Vans, you know, the locals come in and kill it and represent, and we close off the night and co-headline with Shabastic and Lightning Cloud.
Fantastic. We just mentioned that the Green Chili Tour has just wrapped up at the time of this recording, but there's going to be another pairing of you guys coming up in August?
For sure. Even before that, we'll be in Canada together doing some reserves up there. Which ones are we doing, you think, this time?
We're probably going to be back to Pelican Falls, DFC in Thunder Bay, and hopefully up to Moose Nemoose Factory, Adwapiskat and Cache.
Keshachewan, Adwapiskat. Wow. Yeah, so those are remote reserves, you know, up in Canada. We're doing those, and then we're going to meet up again in August. A lot of the places that we hit on this tour was like, you guys better come back. So they wanted Shabastic and us to come back and bless them. So we might do a little remix of the Green Chili Tour called the Red Chili Tour. Yeah.
We mentioned Lightning Cloud a second ago, and we've got part of the group in along with Shabastic, and so this would be a good time to mention Skins from Lightning Cloud and Shabastic.
Skins is a song I got Lightning Cloud to drop on. The chorus, it's a metaphor. For those who don't know, where I'm from, we don't call each other Skins. That's something I heard when I came down here. But up north, you say Skins, where I'm from, people think about our snow machines, right? When the snow's really deep, the skis kind of sink in, and we buy these things called Skins that are about this wide, so you can't see about a foot wide, that you put onto your skis to make them wider, and that helps you stay on top of the snow being a metaphor for something else that's white, supremacy and the other things we got to overcome, you know what I mean? So, hey, that's not a personal thing, it's a, you know, and I'm very clear about this when I talk about residential schools and all the things that happened to us. I make the youth know it wasn't a white thing, it was very specific people in power who wanted this to happen, you know, like the other side of my family, the non-native side of my family that were here at that time had no clue what was going on.
Right.
They had no idea. It was when these other non-native people found out about what was going on, started writing letters and making calls, that's when it stopped, you know? Mm. So I make that clear too. Like, I'm not trying to spread racism, that's the last thing I want.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So yeah, the song of Skins is about rising above that though. Skins on my skis, got skins on my ride. Skins got my back, got skins at my side.
That's totally cool. Wow.
And now I've yet to hear it, so but by the time we get to it, it'll be playing in the background.
It's fire. But we just shot the video on this tour.
Red Cloud, talk about this Fuego to which you refer, this fire in it. Well, first of all, how were you approached? Did he call you? Did he say, man, I need a verse for this? What was your involvement?
Yeah. We were in Canada. We were on tour. We had a day off, and he's like, yo, I got this song. Check it out. He had the chorus already. He had his verse already. And we loved the concept. It was just skins got skins. It's also, to me, that means like natives supporting natives. Like, yes. Skins got skins. We got each other's backs.
Exactly.
So when I heard that, I was like, okay, that's what I get out of it. He's like, yo, can you and Crystal share a 16? And we both wrote our rhyme right there. We recorded it right then and there, and it was just fun. We started performing it immediately. We just needed a video for it badly. This tour was where we shot it, and we shot it at the powwow. While they were cruising lowriders on Albuquerque on Sunday, it was amazing. I mean, we have footage like at our own little house party. We threw a little 49 after one of the shows, and everybody was at the pad, and we showed some footage of that. And it's just such a fun video. We can't wait to debut it. We want to debut it with you guys here at the Ox, or you know, on FNX. I think it'd be a sick video to add to your rotation.
Folks, just go to fnx.org/theox, AUX, to find out more about that. It's easily likened to MTV back when MTV had the M part of it. It's music television. It's music videos, but it's all indigenous. And here's the cool thing. It's not all the R. Carlos Nakai or the Native Canyon Drifting Peaceful.
Nice.
It's everything. There's rap and hip-hop and there's rock. There's every type of music, but it's all indigenous. And that is the cool thing about it. I really love the Ox. It's nice that we've got that going. Do you have any kind of a indigenous music video service?
To be honest, I stopped watching cable television like 15 years ago.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
So I know they used to. I'm not sure if they have a show that specifically shows just videos or not.
That's really cool that the Ox does that, man, because there's two types of indigenous music, right? There's music that's indigenous, like it's either be drum or a traditional flute, like you said, Nakai. Mm-hmm. And then there's also people who are indigenous that do music.
Right.
That isn't necessarily native-based. They could just be like, yo, this is my life in Winnipeg.
Yes.
This is what I go through every day. Or, dude, I'm a freaking rock band in the Navajo Nation. Nah, it doesn't have any native content, but we're all natives. So I like that the Ox does that. They show you both sides. So that's why we as indigenous people really need to support FNX and the Ox, man, because there's nothing like that out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, MTV doesn't, like you said, they don't even do music anymore. VH1 doesn't even do music anymore.
Yeah.
So where are you going to get your music from besides YouTube? You got to know where to find and know what's hot. And these guys got their ear to the street or their ear to the res roads when that's it comes to music.
Yeah. That's Red Cloud, half of Lightning Cloud. Shabastic in the studio as well. More in just about a minute, including Red Cloud's coloring books and Color Your Own Skateboard. You're listening to KVC Arts, arts and entertainment in our region as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. Back now to music and conversation with MC Red Cloud, with Chabastic in studio as well. Now, we've got a freestyle rap coming up later on with Red Cloud where he'll be seeing one word just moments before he works it into something that's ongoing. We'll hear that later, and we'll have video footage at FNX in the near future.
I like them round, brown, and greasy, like my fried bread and panic. An indigenous girl, she be rocking my world and causing widespread panic chaos. My name in tattoos, her neck covered in hickeys when I'm through. Heard she got a couple kids, oh yeah, that's true. Great, now her baby daddy wanna fight me too. That's cool, I'm calm, baby, on the bomb. Got a skull and headdress tatted on my arm. I think she likes me, wanna be my wifey. Look at this medallion that she beat it for me. Breakfast in bed, she my egg or waffles. Look, cheddar by my house, Indian tacos. She my Pocahontas, I'm a native Picasso. I'll be waiting at the powwow, checking my iPhone like...
Rap and hip-hop aside for a bit with some really cool art. Lightning Cloud behind us now. That's Red Cloud along with Crystal Lightning. And having just come off the Green Chili tour together, we have Shabastic in the studio as well. So with Red Cloud in studio, I have to drift a little bit away from the Green Chili tour. I have to drift a little bit away from you guys' compilations coming up because there's art involved. We were talking about Chris's artwork earlier, and again, just simply go to shabastic.com for that. But with Red Cloud, we've got skateboards. I was floored with this, by the way, to see you walking in with a skateboard And this really calls out the fact that I'm doing radio, but holding my hands out for everybody to see, right up to the microphone for you, so you can see it. He did a color your own skateboard, and that's in studio here. It's, I guess, single black line ink drawings of, you said, famous indigenous folk?
Yeah.
Noteworthy folk?
Yeah, absolutely. Got some skaters in there that are amazing. And I guess Native Skates Vans reached out to us once our coloring book went number one on Amazon. They're like, hey, let's do a collaboration this year for the Native Skate Jam and the All Nations Native Skate Jam and Gathering of Nations, because every year they put out a new skateboard. Last year they had one by Stephen Paul Judd. It's just a fantastic skateboard. He goes, let's do a coloring book skateboard. And I said, that's a fantastic idea, man. I've wanted to do my own skateboard for a while. So yeah, I drew it up and my boy Panda made it fit a skateboard. It was a smash this year at Gatherings. They pretty much sold out. They kept a couple for the skate jam and gave us a couple just to hold on to.
Did you put this on paper first, or did you actually take Sharpie to somebody's longboard?
No, I did it on paper. I did it a few characters at a time, or one character at a time, and God bless my friend Panda. He's the one who took every little piece and put them back to back and made it fit the skateboard layout, because there's no way I could have done it in one shot.
Yeah. Weird angles.
Yeah.
This is not the only art that you do. It's really, this is the color your own skateboard.
Yeah.
But now, how about a color your own book, or much simply put, we call them coloring books. You've produced a couple of coloring books now. So, first of all, how? Why?
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about evolving. I think that's how Lightning Cloud and myself, as Red Cloud, we've stayed relevant for so long, as we figure out ways to evolve. And we've done it a couple of times with the world. We did the world record breaking, and we entered competitions and battle rap and the music awards. And we're like, man, you know, in this business, you're only as hot as your last project. I can't take all the credit for that. That was Panda and Crystal. They wanted to start their own publishing company. I thought that was a great idea of just putting out native work and, you know, the people who don't have a voice, really. And they had checked out that the biggest trend right now with books is coloring books. And not just coloring books, but coloring books for adults, which sounds dirty.
Yeah.
But it's just a word that they use in the coloring book industry to mean a lot of detail. You know, for kids, it's, you know, Mickey Mouse and very simple lines. For adults, it's just intricate hours and hours of little twisted lines and detail that they got to color in. So 6 out of the top 10 books on Amazon of the bestsellers were all coloring books for grown-ups, man. And I didn't know about the phenomenon. Started looking it up on YouTube. They throw coloring book parties and coloring book this and that. And then we started looking at the books that were made for natives or about native stuff, and half of them were just corny, bro. Just baskets and acorns and squash, you know, stuff that nobody wants to color in, you know? I mean, it's important to our culture, yes, but it makes us look primitive, like we're no longer here. Yeah. We're of the past, so we don't exist anymore. Yeah. So, boom, they were like, let's have you do the artwork. I'm like, yes, I knew you needed me. So I came in and I said, you know what, let's do something that hasn't been made, that doesn't exist yet. Let's do a coloring book filled with natives that are changing the world, or that have changed the world in one way or another. And let's try to steer away from the Geronimos and the Sitting Bulls, and let's do something more modern, something more contemporary. So I said, let's do a book filled with natives that are raising the bar in one way or another. So we filled it, made it an A through Z book. And I made a list of a bunch of my friends and people that I've met and people that I look up to, and put the book together. And the book is a smash, man. And Amazon made it a number one new release 2 months in a row.
That's right.
It's been killing on Amazon. We do workshops based around the book. We just released our second book in March called Indigenous Legends. That one's the all girls book, all women. That one is sold out first. You can only get them on Amazon for right now. Amazon is really pushing our stuff a lot. Just so proud of this work. We're working on our third book. It's called Moose Bumps. It's a play on goosebumps. It's all tales from the res and ghost stories from all over Indian country that'll just scare you to death. And of course, we're teaming up with Shabastic. We're taking Shabastic's paintings and his landscapes and all of his awesome paintings, taking the color right out of those things and making it a color your own. So it's never ending, man. We're constantly working.
I hope so. I mean, I hope it does continue to never end. And so not only are you getting together then on yet another coloring book, but you mentioned a writing workshop together that you've got going on.
Our workshops are fabulous. We have so many workshops from, you know, suicide prevention to gang abatement to bully proofing. But one of our most popular workshops is Shabastic. You should tell them about this one. Yeah. It's amazing.
We call it the Art of Nish Hop. It's actually how the Healing Through Hip Hop workshop started. Originally, it was me working with the youth, helping them write songs and create lyrics. And then it branched out from there. So what we do is we go into a community, spend, sometimes it's a day and I'm just rushing it out, but usually it's 3 days, ideally. We bring in all the equipment to make a beat, create a beat with the youth, write lyrics, and create a song, create one or two songs. Gets on YouTube, so it's out there for them to share.
So there is a point where they can show this to their friends.
To their friends,
go
sure.
back to their little reserve and go, hey, I wrote this, and it's on YouTube. And it's in their pocket no matter where they go. Mm-hmm. And if we're given more time, if they're given up to a week, we can shoot a music video at the end as well. But we always get as far as at least recording the song and putting it out there. The kids and their families and the teachers are all just floored by it. Because, you know, some of these kids are the shyest kids you've ever seen. And by the end of this, they're taking the big step to walk up to the microphone and put their headphones on or whip up a beat right there in front of us. And we're there over their shoulders helping guide them, making everything right.
Come up like blackout, blackout. We don't back down, smoke the blackout, blackout, yeah.
No Indian in the cover, just Nietzsche and his brothers. Hey. Double lightning bolts, best believe we bring the thunder. Yeah. Pie, you be the res, pres, young gunner, shaft.
I've got something to throw at Red Cloud that I didn't tell him about. But first, though, Joey Styles. This is a name that you've heard mentioned with Dreesus. This name has come up a few times with a few different interviews, but with Joey Styles, he has something very new, I think. It's called My Nietzsche. This one features a number of different artists, but Red Cloud, you are one of them. So once again, how did this come about for you?
Man, I've known Joey for years. Joey is a heavy hitter. I think he's one of the best hip-hop artists out there in Canada, in Kanata. And he's always staying relevant too, man. That man is incredible. We've worked on a couple songs together. For our last album, he helped us on a song called My Favorite Girl. And on this album, in particular, he's doing his latest work. He had a song called My Nietzsche, and it was like the single that just released not too long ago. And he goes, yo, I'm going to surprise the fans with the remix. And he put a bunch of us on there. And I was blessed to be one of the rappers on the My Nietzsche remix. I think it's incredible.
Hey, it's been way too long. Everybody dead when the beat break on. Blood is purple, tip, I bleed Raekwon. Burn a little sage when they free Red Fawn. Nietzsche, savior complex. Red sauce, green sauce, slayed the problems. Christmas, the mixes, mix, match the rhythm. Yes, I can, as if I guess, Q-tip if I can kick it. Stop bitching, start McQuitching. Do not return till you find your vision. Put on your mask, it's time for resistance. Stand by my side and destroy the system. Start make witching. Do not return till you find your vision. Put on your mask, it's time for resistance. Stand by my side.
With something like this, what did Joey say or ask you as far as when you wrote this out? What you needed to include? Did he give you anything or just say, here's this and go off that?
No, I mean, he gave me the original song.
Okay.
So I was able to listen and get the vibe that he was trying to put across. So I caught it. I caught the vision. It was perfect. When I sent him my vocals, I feel like when they reattached them, they're off a little bit. Mm. But Joey was said that it's one of those happy accidents because he likes it that way.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I made sure that it was the flow of the song and it's just this brotherly love, my Nietzsche this, my Nietzsche that, you know? And I think my verse said it's been way too long. Everybody's dead when this beat breaks on. Like, I'm going to kill everybody in the room when this beat comes on. It's so fire. And I ended off the verse with, stop bitching, start migwitching. Do not return till you find your vision. Yeah.
Fantastic. One more collaboration. And that is, sometime back, I interviewed Dreesus, also from the far, far, far north in Canada.
Yep.
But he worked with you guys on this one also, on a tune called Cruisin', featured Lightning Cloud with this one. So again, the way that Dreesus put it was, he was coming to this part of the country, and so he wanted rappers from this part of the country. What was your end of it?
Yeah, again, Dreesus is another heavy hitter. We definitely always make sure we have time for that. Dude is a talented rapper. He can blow up at any time. He gives it all he's got. He hit me up and he goes, yo, man, let's do this West Coast track. He comes out to the West. A lot of his influence is West Coast. Some of his favorite artists are out here in the West Coast, like Kendrick and all the TDE cats. That's very, very similar to the styles that Dreesus puts out. He says, let's do a song called Cruisin'. We listened to the beat. Crystal put on that fire hook and I did my verse. And we're excited to be on that tune. That man is definitely a genius. and one to look out for. Jesus, what's up, homie?
It's all right. This one comes from Jesus, Indian Summer, amongst his latest releases, if not the latest. The track is Cruisin'. One of my favorite ones on here, Cruisin'. And folks also need to check out the video Warpath. Oh. That is also on the Hawks.
Killer.
Something I want to wrap up with, as it were, and I'm doing this. This is the thing that I'm going to throw at Red Cloud that he was not expecting. I have a stack of papers with one word on each paper.
Let's go.
Yeah, buddy. I went around to everybody in the station. I'm just going to be fanning this for this other camera. So that I went around to everybody in the station and got one or maybe two words from different people, and I didn't give them any guidance, really. Just give me a word. First word that comes off the top of your head.
Wow. Let's
and
go.
So, well, I just have to set it up for the folks listening, and then we'll bring this into you. I want to push the fact that Red Cloud will not be seeing these words until seconds before he says them. So we're talking about freestyle rap competitions, and maybe you could feed it to me better. Describe what it is that I'm about to force you to do.
That's a game, man. That's a game I invented about, 15 years ago. There's a lot of freestyle games out there, but this one for sure is something that I penned up. I call it cue cards.
Cue cards, okay.
What I do is I just grab a fat stack of computer paper. We started doing it for the workshops because, these kids walk into the assembly and they're usually like, okay, what's going on in here? So as soon as the kids walk in, I go, one word, any word, first word that comes to your mind. And some of them are very creative, you know, and some of them are very, heartfelt, love, peace. Some of them are... SpongeBob SquarePants, Black Panther,
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
What rhymes with Wakanda?
Anaconda.
Honda.
We got Honda. Some kids will write Trump. Some kids will write Obama, and so it's a good opportunity. And so when the kids or the youth or the college kids or the elders, see a stack of words that they literally just said seconds before I do this or minutes before I do this, and they're part of the song, it's the best icebreaker. I start off the show with an icebreaker like that, and they see whoa, this guy made us all a part of his opener.
Beautiful.
And
so I guess for folks listening, we're just going to be hearing a freestyle rap. But folks getting to see this on camera, this is going to be a treat. And again, he's only seeing the words that are going to be coming up during this just seconds before he sees them.
Yep, I haven't seen the words yet, but he's going to pass them to me one at a time, and then I'll flash them to the camera when I say those words.
Yeah. Red Cloud on the microphone. Check it out, yeah. We on FNX and me, the Rhymosaurus Rex. Hey, hey, Hawthorne, Inglewood. It doesn't really matter, I'm in every hood. And the people know I'm up to no good. I like a little bluebird flower as my food, and I make that as dough. I run the show. Doesn't matter if you're Navajo or Rapaho. And I want you to know KNO, W to the N, I'm your new best friend. Friend, count to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Make a sculpture of me, cause I'm so hardcore. You never want more than I have in store. I will walk into the room and I might swing my sword. Whew, a part of your favorite group. Lightning Cloud, keep it hot like soup. Is it couple noodle? Is it just tortilla? I really wanna see ya. And hey, mama mia, I'ma come right back. Rapper's so mistaken. Cut it off your back like a big slice of bacon. Mean Kevin Bacon? No, I'm never that. But I am foot loose and banana with my rap. That's the B to the A to the N to the A to the N to the A. On the freeway, that's the 105, maybe the 215. Jump off the 15 freeway, I'm Wolverine. Hey, pardon people, I don't know what to say. My old favorite rapper used to be Kanye. But after that, hey, I won't be saying that, G, cause he said something about slavery. He said it's a choice you make that's whack. And as a matter of freestyle fact, I might say to Kanye one more time, you better stick to reading the books, better not drop those rhymes. I'm a man who really loves it silly. I be very funny when I eat that red chili. I mix it with green. You don't want to miss this. You go to New Mexico, you better ask for Christmas. I witness an instrumental. Make it hot like beans or maybe like lentils. L E
N-T, I to the L-S, and I am Red Cloud Freestyle Bruce Willis, the illest. What you got? Better roll down the window, it's getting hot. I'm the illest rapper that you ever met. I'ma use a frisbee as a silhouette, as a boomerang, let it come right back. I'm a freestyle rapper, always hard on track. My boy Shabastic's got the microphone and he holds it. I won't spoil it, throw it in the toilet, flush it, bring it, make it all happen. Just like I'm black with that freestyle rapping, but my skin is brown, they say that it's red. Tired, T-I-R-R-E, red. I mean, I won't mess up the words, I will, but I will chill with a cat and kick that spill. I'm the freshest ill on a message now. I will eat my nachos, I will rock the crowd and make it extra cheese, make it jalapenos, make it red pepper jack on that instrumental. I'm a rapper flipping through the hurdles, freestyle till my whole face turns purple. P to the UR, PL to the E, a happy MC is Red Cloud, my G. I'm a dude that'll kill it, so please get familiar. Hard to soft, making rock tortilla. Is it flour or is it corn? I don't know, baby boy, but I'm from Hawthorne. What you got in this house or your reservation? From Ho Chi Minh to the Navajo Nation, Ho Bima to Enoch, and coming right back. You better experiment this freestyle rap. I'ma do it, homie. And you know what? Sometimes I make it all high like a giraffe's butt. Yeah. Oh my God, man, I rock from Alabama. I take the Greyhound and end up in Fontana. I chase them all. I will skate them all. I escaped them all to play basketball, or is it baseball? Hey, I like the Caucasians. I used to be the Indians, but now I'm persuasion. Churro, I fill it with caramel sauce. I work the microphone and show y'all who's the boss. Come on, baby bubba. I got Apple Jacks in my cereal bowl, and I'm never coming whack. I add 2% milk. You know just how I do it. I play basketball like Shabastic plays the fluid. Microphone and Cree, the Cree into the crew. Big shout out to my boy Taboo, that's from the Black Eyed Peas. He's a dope MC, and he's hot on the mic, boiling hot coffee. C-O to the double F to the double E. I will show you a rhyme, and you should agree. That Cher, Half Breed, that was her hit. I play tennis on the microphone, it's like Serena Skip, stepsister. I mean, I never go miss her. Play the microphone, lyrical tongue twister. Ooh, I shoot it off like a harpoon. Let's talk about the freaking elephant in the room. What you got, man? I don't know. I spit that kindness with a really fresh flow. You got a big stack, but I'll get through every one. I like a little movie, and it's called The Minions. Those little dudes are cute, and they all dressed in yellow. Me, I like blue, cause I'm an indigo fellow. Yes, the poop, the P-O-O-P. That's a whack rapper to me that can't MC. I'm raw with it. You know I'll tell you all with it, and show you how I rock it when the mic is all gifted. Oh my God, you know I'll win, and I'm not Donald Trump with that orange skin. Put lotion in it, better rub it in. I'm a microphone genie, I am Aladdin. I will come right back, make it a backspin, and that's how I freestyle for my effing next friends.
Wow.
Thank you.
We can't follow that if we tried.
Yeah.
Man, guys, thank you so much. This was a blast.
Hey, thank you for having us. Thank you for having Shabastic. You're going to be seeing a lot more of this man.
Again, we'll have footage of that cue card freestyle at fnx.org at a later date. You can find Lightning Cloud and Shabastic on YouTube, on Facebook, and go to shabastic.com for music and art. shibastik.com. And that will wrap up another edition of KVC Arts. Thanks once again to Shabastic, a.k.a. Chris Sutherland. Thanks also to Red Cloud. Thanks as well to Emmanuel Rogers and his interview with Stephen Reichlin about the book and PBS show Project Smoke. Here at KVCR, thanks to Lillian Vasquez, Rick Dulock, Jessica Greenwell, Shireen Awad, Isel Quapio, Benjamin Perper, and KVCR General Manager Keith Birkfeld. At FNX, thanks to Frank Blanquette and Weldon Grover. Music beds and themes heard on KVC Arts, composed and performed by Sean Longstreet, so thanks to Sean as well. You can hear past KVC Arts programs via podcast at kvcrnews.org/arts. I'm David Fleming. Thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. which you can do any time of the year. Go to kvcrnews.org. And thanks again.